Basic finger positioning for notes. The first time you try to play chords and notes, you may find it frustrating. This is because your hands and fingers are not used to being used in this way, and it may take a while to build up the right muscles and increase suppleness. And if you do a long first practice, your wrist and fingers may feel a little stiff the next time. Don't let this stop you. It won't be too long before your fingers are strong and agile enough to tackle the most difficult riffs and licks. Notes differ from chords in that only one single note is produced from one string. If you're playing chords, then you usually use three or more notes to produce the tone. When playing a note on a piano, you press one key. When playing a note on a guitar, you push down on one string into the fret. If you pick the low E string without fretting, you would play the E note, assuming your guitar is properly tuned. When you use the first fret with the E string, you will produce an F note. The second fret will give you an F sharp. The third fret on the E string gives you the G, and the fourth fret, G sharp, and so on up to the note B. Note, there's no B sharp or E sharp. There are many ways in which to produce each specific note on the guitar, so it's a good idea to learn to read the tablature format, or guitar tabs. This is a way of writing guitar music that's easy to read as it resembles the strings of the guitar. The guitar tab shows which fingers to use on which frets. To hold your fretting hand in the correct position for playing notes, you need to start with your thumb. The ball of your thumb should be positioned flat on the back of your guitar neck, like you're going to try and make a really good thumbprint on it. Curl your other four fingers around and up over the strings, touching the topmost or thickest string lightly. Get them to feel comfortable without allowing them to brush against the bottom or thinnest string. You can change your thumb position now to make it the most comfortable. When fretting, don't place your fingers directly on the fret. Use your fingertip to push the string against the fret, but keep your finger slightly to the top side of the fret. Practice this by holding all four fingers just on the top side and above the first four frets on the top or sixth string. Pick the sixth string, then lower your index finger onto the fret just above it and pick the string again, noting the difference in the sound. Use the other fingers in a similar manner. Remember, it gets easier with practice.